He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Monday morning, June the 12th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the southwest corner of the great United States. We're down here in San Diego. We're actually in Carlsbad, which is in the north county of San Diego, far away from all the noise of Wall Street, where there is some noise again today, and we'll be talking a lot about that during the next hour or so. Today we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average opening up. It's down 51 points right now. That works out to 0.25%. The Dow is at 21,220, not too far from its all-time high. The S&P 500 is down 9 points. That works out to 0.4%. It has been down more during the morning. The S&P is currently at 2,422, also at or near its all-time high. But the real commotion is once again in the NASDAQ today, which was down 113 points on Friday. And it's down another 84 points this morning. That works out to a 1.4% drop in the NASDAQ. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, the 100 composite NASDAQ, 100 components of that NASDAQ. We have the NASDAQ, however, at 6,122, which is now about 3% off of its recent all-time high. And we'll be talking about the NASDAQ at length here today, the tech stocks in particular. Crude oil is up 59 cents per barrel today. There you go. There's some green. Crude oil's up 1.3%. So sell all your tech stocks and buy energy stocks. That's where the real growth is. More on that in a moment. Crude oil's at $46.42 per barrel. Gold is down $1.90. Boy, you'd think gold would get a little bit more excited by the terror and fear that has gone through the market here the last couple of days, especially in the tech sector. But no, gold's down $1.90 per share this morning, $12.69 on gold. Silver down 18 cents to $17.05. You would think that the bonds would be on the receiving end of maybe a safe haven move here, but that's not the case. Bond market interest rates moving up one basis point this morning at 2.21%, and we'll close the index look with the Russell 2000. That's the small cap index. 2,000 stocks in that one. That Russell is down 3 points right now to 1418. That works out to about 0.2%. So once again today, the NASDAQ is the loser following up, tacking on to Friday's losses. The big question on everybody's mind, is there a tech bubble? Well, Goldman Sachs didn't exactly call it a tech bubble. In fact, I will go through what they had to say last week and my answer to what Goldman Sachs had to say. This happened on Friday. Friday was a weird day in the market, a very strange day indeed. We had the Dow up, I think, 80 points on Friday, and the NASDAQ was down 115. And I had to dig a little bit, but I found out why, and then, of course, as the day progressed, the headlines started to hit that Goldman Sachs had put out a negative note on the technology stocks, basically five tech stocks, FAAMG, which is Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Google. Of course, they left out a lot of the other tech stocks, which have been driving the performance of the market this year. But if it wasn't enough that Goldman Sachs put out a negative note. We also had UBS putting out a negative note on Friday also. And in addition to that, Andrew Left, who leads Citron Research, which is a short-selling house, basically, they put out their short thesis on another high-tech flyer, NVIDIA, saying, reiterating their short call. And those three together ganged up, teamed up on the NASDAQ in particular, and sent the market south. Hey, maybe, who knows, maybe the opposition, they can't seem to get any traction out of this Russian collusion thing, and the market continues to hit new highs. Maybe they're going to turn their sights to the market now. I don't know. That's just one conspiracy theory that I saw over the weekend. You know what? In the end, it comes down to the numbers. And we'll be talking about the numbers here later in the show. I wrote all about it. In fact, if you're on my newsletter list, if you're one of the 11,000 people, you all got a special bulletin, everybody, courtesy of myself, Friday after the close of the market, explaining what happened in the market today, or on Friday, and my initial blush on what happened on Friday. Furthermore, you also received my full analysis of the market and what happened on Friday the following day. Late in the day on Saturday, I put a lot of work into my analysis of what took place on Friday. And I backed up my analysis with numbers, not with words, because some of the words that were used by Goldman Sachs and UBS and Andrew Left on Friday were inflammatory words. They were, what's the lighter fluid called that you squirt on the fire and stand back, you lose your eyebrows, all the five-year-olds standing up front toasting marshmallows don't have any eyebrows anymore. That's what they threw on the fire Friday with words. With words, mind you. Oh, they threw out a few numbers here and there, but the numbers that they threw out weren't very convincing to me. Now, the second thing I would say, if you have signed up for my newsletter within the last month and never got anything from us, accept my most sincere apologies. Something was tweaked, or something was changed, or something was blocked in our website, which has now been fixed, which kept us from receiving your request for the newsletter. Well, you know, that has never happened in my 20 years in the business, and I will get to the bottom of what happened, but I sincerely apologize because we didn't deliver what we promised to you. If you have signed up for the newsletter in the last month on our website, everything else about the website's working just fine. But that one little bit in there that sends those requests for the newsletter to us so that we can fulfill our promises that we make, somehow there was a blockage in there. The blockage has been removed. And if you give us, go back on there and send us your information, we will fulfill the promise that I make to you. We have 11,000 people that got my special bulletin on Friday, and there's no obligation for that. I don't care if you're a subscriber, a client, or just a listener of the show, or a receiver of my free newsletter that goes out every Saturday. You will also receive all of those promises and all of those issues going forward. So just go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. And we'll make sure you got the special bulletin from Friday and the follow-up newsletter on Saturday. And you can also check, if you're a brand new subscriber, we send out several weeks of the full newsletter, the client newsletter, which has all of our portfolios and holdings. Okay, let's get to the news of the day. American bond funds, the Bond Fund of America, released their results here recently. They had a good May at the Bond Fund of America. They were up 0.5%. They have $33 billion in this bond fund. But here's the money line. Over the last 52 weeks, the bond fund of America is down 14%. It was almost 1 year ago, it was July 6th to be exact, when I sent out and in my newsletter to all my 11,000 followers around the world, when my articles were published during the whole month of July of last year, when I called a top in the bond market. The bond market has had the wind at its back for the last several decades, all right? Not years, decades. So if you want to send a thank you note, the bond fund of America down 14% year over the last 12 months. When we come back, let's get to the stock market because that's where the action remains and that's where the controversy is right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. More news breaking here this morning in the markets. GE. How many negative articles have I written about Jeffrey Immelt over the years? I have nothing against Jeffrey Immelt, but if I was an investor in GE, and I'm not, over the last 10 years, my investment in GE, if I had been invested in GE, has gone down by an average of 2.8% per year. That's right. Negative returns over the last decade at GE. Even with the market roaring over the last 3 years, GE has gone nowhere. Now, I realize it's a $240 billion company, and it's not easy to grow a $240. But Jack Welch did a fine job. GE used to average 15% per year, almost like clockwork under Jack Welch. Under Jeffrey Immelt, over the last 10 years, numbers don't lie, negative 2.8% per year. That's with the dividend yield, which is currently pegged at 3.4%. You say, buy GE for the dividend? You know, be my guest. Over the last 12 months, GE with the dividend is down 6.6%. That's with the dividend, while the market's up 13.5%. In my opinion, Jeffrey Immelt should have been gone a long time ago because he has not put money into shareholders' pockets. I would like to know, during the last 10 years, how much money has gone into Jeffrey Immelt's pockets? Do you think they'll release that information? How much has Jeffrey Immelt put into his pockets over the last 10 years while investors have lost an on average 2.8% per year? All right, Mercado Libre, that's one of my stocks that I own. It's being added to the controversial NASDAQ 100, okay? That's where all the action is the last couple of days. That NASDAQ 100 composite, which you can look up on Wikipedia. You can find out what the 100 stocks are in the NASDAQ. I went through all 100 stocks again on Saturday morning, all 100 stocks, looked at their forward PE ratios, looked at their growth rates, looked at their PEG ratios to try to find the tech bubble that Goldman Sachs is pointing to. And I'll give you the results of my analysis here later in the show and throughout the week. But Mercado Libre, suffice it to say, is being added. It was up this morning, but now with the NASDAQ down, Mercado Libre. Who's Mercado Libre, you say? Mercado Libre is the Amazon of South America, M-E-L-I. Okay, now, despite all of the controversy that has come out of seemingly nowhere on Friday, just out of nowhere, here comes Goldman Sachs, UBS, and Andrew Left all teaming up on the market. There seems to be a mixed reaction here this morning, at least on individual stocks. Apple is being downgraded by Mizuho Securities. Who is Mizuho, you say? Well, Apple and Apple suppliers like Qorvo and Skyworks are also down on that call. They are downgrading the stock to neutral from buy. I suppose I would agree with that. I mean, I think Apple is a hold at about this point in its lifespan. And I don't consider, you know, in their analysis, in their attack on the NASDAQ on Friday, Goldman Sachs used Apple as one of the big five horsemen. I don't consider it one of the growth tech stocks anymore. You know, Apple's growth is about, 11%, 10%? It's not the 30% growth that's occurring at the others. But nevertheless, they included it in their FAAMG. They don't use FANG. They've got a different spelling of the big horseman of the NASDAQ. It's FAAMG. Now, meanwhile, the second A in FAAMG is Amazon. Piper Jaffray is raising their price target on the retailer stock today to $1,200 per share from $1,050. Okay, so they obviously not quite agreeing with the call that Goldman Sachs and UBS made. Now remember, those are just two voices on the street. They're big voices, though. They have loud bullhorns. They have megaphones. When they speak, people listen. And if they want to move the markets by themselves, they're capable of moving the markets. Believe me, a negative call here, a positive call there. Who knows what they're holding? I would venture to say, and I didn't get time to do this on Saturday, but I'm going to do it today. I'm going to look at some of their top growth funds, Goldman Sachs, and just see how much tech of these technology stocks that they own in their own growth funds. And how much of the performance of these stocks have added to their own performance. So that would be interesting. Did they sell all their tech stocks on Friday, Goldman Sachs, out of all their growth funds? I don't think so. But we'll find out. Alibaba, meanwhile, had its price target increased from 177 from 155. That's 27% higher than where the stock is today. I talked all about Alibaba, which had blowout earnings last week. If you go to my app and in the search bar, you type in BABA and look at all the times I've featured Alibaba over the last year or so. I featured it again last Thursday. I think Alibaba should be the third A in their little spelling of the big tech stocks of today. They included Amazon and Apple. I think there should be a third A. I think Alibaba is one of the big horsemen, technology horsemen in the world. Barron's obviously doesn't quite agree with Goldman Sachs' call. One of my favorite stocks, dirt cheap in my opinion, Lam Research was the featured stock, one of the featured stocks in Barron's over the weekend. They said that Lam Research could rise 20% in the next year. I totally agree with that research from Barron's. Meanwhile, we've got Bitcoin crossing. You know what? Just sell everything and buy Bitcoin. You know, GBST is the symbol on Bitcoin. That's the Bitcoin Trust. Or is it GBTS? I got to look that up. GSBT, I want to say. That thing has crossed over $3,000, the Bitcoin, for the very first time. Two more, and then we'll come back and discuss the NASDAQ at length and the valuation that I see, and I'll have my own answer as to whether I think the NASDAQ is currently in a technology vortex bubble. Bank of America is the latest to rave about Camping World. There you go. Sell all your tech stocks and buy Camping. I will say this about Camping World. If you've ever watched Marcus Lemonis, and he's had some good shows. I like Marcus Lemonis. Lebanese guy, businessman, sharp. A lot of shows on CNBC and whatnot. He's the CEO of Camping World. So if you believe in Marcus, CWH is the call letters of his company, Camping World. Okay, let's dig into the NASDAQ when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, we're going to take a deep dive into the NASDAQ here. Just a reminder that we're coming to Sarasota Thursday, July the 13th, Friday, July the 14th, Saturday, July the 15th, and we'll arrive there on Wednesday, and I am available. Rob is keeping my calendar for the Sarasota trip where I can meet with you in person, or you can come to the workshop Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Hyatt Regency on the waterfront in Sarasota. That's Thursday, July 13th, and then the show goes to Atlanta on the following week, and we'll be in Atlanta July the 16th, 19th, 20th, 21, and that workshop in Atlanta will be at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter on Thursday, July 20th at 6:30 p.m., and Rob is also keeping my book, my appointment book. If you'd like to make a reservation to talk with me, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. We also have it up on our website. Just click on Live Seminars at the top, and you can let us know that you'd like to attend. And if you'd like to make an appointment with me, you can go to the Contact Us Now page. And if we've promised you the newsletter in the last month and you didn't get it, we found a glitch. Sometimes it happens. I wish the technology and the internet were a perfect place, but it isn't. So if you have not, didn't get your newsletter on Saturday, I sent out 11,000. And if you signed up within the last month, well, we apologize. We'll make it up to you. Go to GundersonCapital.com to sign up for my weekly newsletter. Okay, on Friday, Goldman Sachs did make comparisons of today's tech sector versus the year 2000 tech sector. Now, I was managing money back in the year 2000. I remember it very, very well. The NASDAQ in March of 2000 hit 5,132. And then 30 months later, the NASDAQ was at 1,108. I remember well the astronomical valuations that were being placed on the dot-com stocks at the time. I was writing research reports as part of my duties at the time. And I focused on value companies. It still made sense. I ran out of them eventually to write about in the technology sector. But I found many big winners in that time period that pretty much latched onto the coattails of the others. But I focused on companies that were actually making money. But I remember a lot of the dot-com stocks that were coming public at the time that really had no business plan beyond the IPO, let alone earnings. I would just say that today's survivors and today's monsters of the technology sector are not your father's or your grandfather's tech stocks of the year 2000. That was a completely different era in my mind. There were a lot of startups, there were a lot of what-ifs, there were a lot of wannabes, there were a lot of companies that put a .com after their name, and all of a sudden it was perceived that they were a tech stock. And investors, barbers, hairdressers, grocery baggers were quitting their jobs, were calling their broker to try to get in on any IPO that would come out that had a .com after the name. Never mind what their business plan, never mind what price to sales was, or price to book, or price to sales, or price to earnings. To me, it's pretty hard to go back and look at the big tech stocks of today, the Netflix, the Amazons, the Googles, the Alibabas, the other big ones of today, and compare them with the dot-com wannabes of 2000. But nevertheless, Goldman Sachs did make a comparison, and Goldman Sachs used the term valuation air pocket. which obviously, you know, poses the question, begs the question, is the bubble about to burst? Well, their words on Friday scared the you-know-what out of a lot of tech investors. And we saw Facebook. And, of course, it's following on a bit here today. And doesn't surprise me. It takes a while for something like this to work its way through until people come back to earnings, which we'll eventually get to with this discussion. Facebook was down 3.3% on Friday. Amazon was down 3.2%. Netflix was down 4.7%. Google was down 3.4%. Now, those stocks were a lot lower during the day, but towards the end of the day, there was some buying that came in. In fact, if you look at a chart of Amazon on Friday, which I showed in my newsletter, it experienced a flash crash. It went down 8.5% before it started to rebound. Now, I've also noticed over the years, and I know this to be a fact, that many individual investors set their sell stops at about 8%. 7 to 8%, somewhere in there. So if you had a sell stop on Amazon on Friday, maybe you're glad you got stopped out. On the other hand, the stock came up about 2.5%, no, 5.5%, after it took out everybody's sell stops, and someone made a quick 5.5% before the day was over on Friday, if you got it at the bottom and wrote it up to where it closed by the end of the day. Now, I don't know where these things are going to close today. There's obviously still a lot of fear out there. And it was interesting for me to see how fast the emotion of greed can turn into fear. Oh, it turns on a dime. And let's not forget that fear is twice as, hard on us or makes us move to action than greed. Two times the impact on us. That's what the behavioral market people have discovered. Well, Julian Emanuel, UBS, he also contributed to the tech sell-off. It was not just the Goldman Sachs. He threw out some inflammatory words towards technology. And lastly, it was Andrew Left of Citron Research using his bullhorn to make his bear case against another tech leader, NVIDIA. Well, if you listen to Left last time, he made his bear case on Wayfair, a company that sells as an online retailer of household goods. Wayfair has gone nothing but up since Left said to sell, which begs the question, is Left ever right? Or is Left right this time? I do believe that NVIDIA is an expensive stock. That's a tech stock that I do not own. But let's take a look at the arguments that Goldman Sachs made that caused the technology investors to shiver, to shudder, to have their knees knock, their teeth chatter, and continuing into today, last week. Well, their first point was that 40% of the performance of the S&P 500 this year has come from five stocks: Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet. What they failed to mention was that the earnings at Facebook have been growing by 119% over the last 5 years. They failed to mention that Amazon is looking for 70% growth in earnings next year versus this year. They failed to mention that Google is expected to grow by 19% per year. This is their bottom line earnings. Take that, Jeffrey Immelt, per year over the next 5 years. And Apple and Microsoft, while they're not growing as fast as the other stocks, also consider that, their P.E. ratios, what's the P.E. on Apple right now? The P.E. on Apple right now is 17, and it's trading at about 14 times next year's earnings, okay? That is nowhere near the 107. Do you know that the P.E. ratio of the NASDAQ got up to 175 in the year 2000? Where is it today? It's about 23 or 24. Not even close. Now, what Goldman Sachs also left out of their analysis was stocks like Alibaba, which is also growing by huge numbers. Broadcom, which is growing by huge numbers. Netflix. No wonder 40% of the performance is coming from these stocks, because that's where the growth is. 40% of the growth is in these five stocks. More on this when we come back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're only going to get so far here today in my analysis, but I'm going to try to get in as much as I possibly can here in this final quarter of the show. Okay, so Goldman Sachs argument number one is 40% of the returns of the market, the S&P 500, have come from those five technology stocks. Well, what they don't consider, there's a lot of other technology stocks besides those five that are also doing very, very well. They don't consider Netflix. They don't consider Lam Research. They don't consider Applied Materials. They don't consider Microchip Technology. They don't consider Priceline.com or Tencent Holdings or SoftBank or many others that I could throw in there that have delivered big-time alpha to investors this year. In my opinion, these names have contributed a lion's share of performance in the indexes because they represent a lion's share of the growth of earnings in the indexes. Doesn't it make sense that stocks follow earnings, and where earnings growth is, you're going to get better performance from those stocks? I mean, have you compared the growth in these stocks that I've just mentioned against GE? Or Ford, or Walmart, or IBM, their growth is sad. And you can take a vast majority of the companies within the S&P 500, and you'll find very poor growth. I mean, look at the bricks and mortar companies. Look at the energy stocks. They don't have anywhere near the growth that is occurring in the tech sector. Not every stock in the tech sector. But generally speaking, the lion's share of the growth of earnings, and it's becoming more concentrated. Yes, it is. I mean, the earnings are concentrating in Amazon. The earnings are concentrating in Google. The earnings are concentrating in Netflix at the expense of other companies and other sectors of the market. All right. And ironically, as I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, why have these technology stocks become so dominant in today's world? Because of technology. Because of improving technology. Now, compare these giant technology stocks of today. Now, I'm not saying that you should own a 100% giant tech stock portfolio. I don't. I have a lot of other companies outside of these tech stocks. But I'm a growth investor. Where am I going to find growth today? And growth at still a fairly reasonable price. Now, compare today's tech stocks with the year 2000 tech stocks, many of which aren't even around anymore. They never turned a profit. They're not even in business anymore. They went public and the owners took the money and ran. Where's Broadcast.com today? Do you know who was behind Broadcast.com? The owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Where is Broadcast.com today? He sold out. His timing was pretty good. God bless him. He made a lot of money off of broadcast.com. But today's tech stocks are not your father or your grandfather's tech stocks. They are making huge profits. For now, that won't last forever, but for now, they're in the sweet spot in the economy. No wonder they're contributing so much to the growth in today's stock market. The tech stocks of today have become giants, behemoths, and even the Amazons of our day. Now, here comes UBS's argument. Why there's danger and why they're kind of advising against the technology stocks. UBS commented on the FAAMG group of big tech stocks on Friday. Julian Emanuel still likes tech. There's a key word. He still likes these stocks, but they could be vulnerable in the near term as investors rotate to other groups. Question. What other group am I going to rotate to? What other group are you going to rotate to? Are you going to rotate to the automobile sector? Ford and GM, they're growing like weeds. Are you going to rotate to the bricks and mortar retailers? Go ahead, buy Kohl's and JCPenney's and Sears. There's a good group to rotate to. You going to rotate to the banks where they can't hardly even make a loan these days because they're so strangled by regulations and low interest rates continue to cut into their bottom lines? You going to rotate into the industrials where they're growing by single digits? I don't think that's a very good argument that investors are going to rotate to other groups. Tell me which group I should rotate to. How about the energy stocks where oil is mired at $55, $45 per barrel? And every cut by OPEC is met by increased production in the U.S. Am I going to rotate to the energy stocks? Very poor argument, in my opinion, put out by UBS's Julian Emanuel. I've never met the man, but I don't like his argument there. Now, he even admits that he still likes the technology stocks. Then he goes on to say that there could be a short-term headwind given the outperformance of the tech stocks, but the long-term earnings growth story remains intact. Another terrible argument. So I'm supposed to sell my technology stocks because they've been outperforming the rest of the market? That's a good reason to sell my tech stocks. Even you admit, Mr. Emanuel at UBS, that the long-term earnings growth story remains intact. And then he goes back to say how outperformance by tech stocks ended badly two times over the last decade. Well, I don't find that to be a very compelling argument. The big argument, and we're going to have to get to this tomorrow, This was the gasoline thrown on the fire, was Goldman Sachs calling it a valuation air pocket. Well, I took you as far as I could here today. Tomorrow we'll go into those words, valuation air pocket, and we'll look at where the P.E. ratio is of the leading stocks, technology stocks in the NASDAQ today. Are we in a valuation air pocket? Do they even compare with the year 2000? We'll look at stocks like Apple, Applied Materials, Amazon, Broadcom, Alibaba, Celgene, Expedia, Facebook, Alphabet, Lam, Microchip Technology, Netflix, and on tomorrow. In the meantime, you can get the newsletter that I sent out on Friday at GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, are you in a bond portfolio that was down 15% over the last 12 months? 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.